The House Judiciary Committee is preparing a vote to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt for not providing the unredacted Mueller report to members of Congress. This vote is expected to be along party lines, and Democrats control the committee. Let's get the latest from NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe. Hi, Aisha.
Hello.
This is a big moment today in the ongoing battle between the Trump administration and Democrats in Congress. And in his opening remarks, the House Committee Chair Gerald Nadler, a Democrat, explained why he thought the vote was so important. Let's listen to that.
If allowed to go unchecked, this obstruction means the end of congressional oversight. As a co-equal branch of government, we should not and cannot allow this to continue, or we will not be a co-equal branch of government.
Just remind us, what does it mean to hold the Attorney General in contempt of Congress?
Well, essentially, what it means is they would hold him in contempt for not complying with their request. What would happen is mostly at this point symbolic. So you would have a vote at the committee level. Presumably, if the Democrats wanted to, they could take it up in the full House. And then you would, if the Justice Department continued to not comply, you would have kind of long legal battles. Former President Obama's Attorney General Eric Holder was held in contempt during his administration. So this has happened before, but it doesn't. At this point, it's really mostly symbolic.
Right. Also today, by the way, the White House not happy about this, asserting executive privilege over all of the materials related to the Mueller investigation that Congress had asked Barr to hand over. So, again, it just appears that the White House is not willing to give any ground here whatsoever. What are we hearing today from the president and his administration about their motivations for that?
So we haven't heard directly from the president about this point just yet, but what we heard was from Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. And basically what she's arguing is that Attorney General William Barr could not turn over this information, that it's confidential information, it's grand jury information, and that it would be illegal for him to release it to Congress. And so they are arguing that they are upholding the law by not giving this information over. I mean, I should say that they are invoking privilege, but it's like a protective privilege. And so basically they're reserving the right for the president to go through these documents. I'm sure it would be his legal team.
So there's a distinction there between a protective privilege?
So the protective privilege means that it gives them the opportunity for the White House to assert executive privilege on certain documents. So it's supposed to kind of give them time.
I see.
So they're supposed to maybe go through these documents and see what they want to put to use executive privilege for. Of course, Democrats argue the time for exerting executive privilege has long passed. Once they gave these documents over to the special counsel, that time is done now. You can't now. The genie's out of the bottle, basically.
Okay, let's hear from a Republican. This is Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, and here he is today defending the president against Democrats.
They have to delegitimize the guy that won, delegitimize the guy that people voted for, but they don't have the guts to do it directly, and so they're going after the attorney general.
And there's a lot of talk this week, Aisha, that this conflict is signaling a constitutional crisis because these two branches of the government are in conflict with each other. So just, you know, tell us what's at stake for the future, for future Congresses and administrations, and the way that this fight will eventually be resolved.
I mean, that gets to the larger point, and is the fact that courts will decide eventually what the president has to turn over, and that could have huge implications for Congress going forward. If their power is limited, if they say, oh, well, you can't just ask for these documents, or you can't just get this or subpoena this, then for future Congresses, and there will be Democrats and Republicans surely as president, why would they cooperate with Congress? No one likes to be investigated. You would just say no. In the past, presidents have cooperated to a certain extent, I think because they feared political consequences of not doing so. And so you have a question of, does this change now? Will future presidents actually comply with congressional oversight?
Right. And that's why this is such a big day. Now, just briefly, do you think we will hear from Robert Mueller later this month testifying before Congress?
It's unclear, and even Democrats are saying they're a bit pessimistic that he will actually show that they will actually get to hear from him. The White House is saying President Trump does not want him to testify, but he's saying that's not an order. That's just his opinion.
Yeah.
So there may be some delays in that.
Okay. NPR's Aisha Roscoe, thanks so much.
Thank you.